USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is finished with a closed-door hearing in front of a House Intelligence Committee. A second bill on gun background checks is headed to the Senate after passage by the Democratic-led House. The final vote was 228 to 198. Republican Congressman from Louisiana, Steve Scalise, on the bill that passed.
Their bill would not have done anything to stop these tragedies. Las Vegas, their bill wouldn't have done anything. What it would do is make criminals out of law-abiding citizens.
Those bills now both will head to the Republican-led Senate. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally says she thinks President Trump did the right thing by leaving his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after Kim refused to agree to give up his nuclear weapons.
The bad deal is something this president was not going to agree to, and I support him in walking away while keeping the pressure on to try and get a breakthrough for the full denuclearization.
McSally was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The U.S. economy beat expectations at the end of last year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Commerce Department says the economy expanded at an annualized rate of 2.6% when analysts were expecting to see a gain of 2.2% for the last 3 months of 2018. That after a 3.4% increase in the year's third quarter. Employment remains strong, but the report says while wages continue to rise, poor retail sales have otherwise impacted growth.
California natural gas company PG&E is saying it's probable its equipment may be to blame for the most destructive wildfire in California's history. In a government filing on Thursday, PG&E says while the cause of the 2018 campfire is still being investigated, the company believes it is probable its equipment will be determined to be the ignition point for the wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The annual Conservative Political Action Conference is underway just outside of Washington, D.C. Among the early highlights, former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Our founders were just ordinary people. Ordinary people did something quite extraordinary. You see, they didn't just risk their political careers. They didn't risk their business ventures. These were people, I dare say, patriots who risked their lives for the freedoms we hold dear today. What makes America great are not just the things we talked about, but the simple fact that all throughout our history, not just there in Independence Hall, but in places across this country and around the world, that there have always been men and women of courage who are willing to stand up and think more about not their futures, but the future of their children and their children's children to ensure that they have the freedoms and liberties that those folks literally risk their lives for. That's what makes America great, and that's our challenge to each and every one of us here to make sure that all those who fought and many who died do not die in vain, that we continue to fight for those freedoms every single day.
Friday, Vice President Mike Pence is expected to speak at CPAC, and Saturday, President Trump will be making another appearance at CPAC as well. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.